Good morning for WSQL News. I'm Wanda Liu. All the votes are counted, and the two incumbent Brevard City Council members will retain their seats. Councilman Rodney Locks was the top vote-getter in yesterday's election, with over 37% of the votes cast, 817 in all. And incumbent Mac Morrow was close behind, with more than 32% of the ballots and 710 votes cast. Vicki Haney Walker came in third and had this to say at the Board of Elections last night.
I had a 50-50 shot, two seats open, four people running, and a lot of things on the agenda of UDO, ETJ, and just the people have spoken, and that's what they want. So congratulations to Rodney and Mac.
Rodney Locks, who was recently voted as president of the League of Municipalities in North Carolina, was relaxed and happy at the results that he had just won another term.
It's really humbling that the people in Brevard still want me to serve for another term. But we have, I was just mentioning to DD, we have a lot to work to do. So I really appreciate everybody's support, and I want to thank Mac, Teresa, and Vicki for having the courage to run.
In Rosman's race for the Board of Aldermen, incumbent Roger Pettit was the top vote-getter at the polls yesterday. Pettit retained just over 27% of the vote to keep his seat. J.C. Chapman came in second and will have a seat with more than 21% and will serve as well as Doyle Stubblefield, who ended the evening with 17%+ of the ballots cast in Rosman. The turnout was average for the off-election year, featuring only municipal elections. The lowest turnout was in Precincts 14, Piscataway Forest, with just under 14%, and number 2 with only 17.35% of the voters going to the polls yesterday. Precincts 1 and 3 in Brevard had over 25% voter turnout, while Precinct number 4 ended with just over 20% of the voter turnout yesterday. Brevard's turnout was termed as average. Mayor Jimmy Harris says it could be a little higher.
Well, an average is not good enough. We need to do a little bit better on voter turnout. We can work on that. We'll continue to work on that. Off-election years do not normally produce the turnout, and unless there's a big hot-button issue. But I think by tonight's vote, what it is shown by the incumbents going back in is that there is confidence in city council.
Rosman was the hot spot for voter turnout, with almost 34% of the voters registered voting in the election yesterday. In other news, the Rosman Lady Tiger volleyball team won last night at the semifinal match of the state 1A playoffs. That game was against Albemarle for four games, and the Tigers won all but one of those matches. Now they're on to the state championship game. That will be on Saturday with West Henderson at the North Carolina State University's Reynolds Coliseum. It will be Rosman's second ever state championship appearance, as they took the state title in the 1A division in 2002. WSQL will be proud to carry that game live on the air and on the internet on Saturday. For WSQL News, I'm Wanda Liu.